Alaska Community Action on Toxics has issued a new report on the hazards of coal dust in Seward. The organization is recommending further monitoring, but as KSKA's Ellen Lockyer reports, city officials deny that local air quality is poor.
During February of 2012 through April of 2013, citizen volunteers collected air samples in Seward, mostly from the Seward Boat Harbor area. The volunteers were trained by Alaska Community Action on Toxics and the Resurrection Bay Conservation Alliance, and by Global Community Monitor, an organization that conducts citizen monitoring efforts throughout the country. They wanted to find out how much of the particulate matter in Seward's air is coal dust. Russ Maddox with the Resurrection Bay Conservation Alliance says the dust problems in the city have been ongoing for about 8 years. At a press conference announcing the release of the report, Maddox said the citizen-collected evidence points to coal dust.
We finally have, for the first time, real-life data that I feel is irrefutable that at times over half of the dust in Seward is coming from the coal facility and is coal dust.
The target of the tests is the Seward Coal Loading Facility, which ACAT says is responsible for the coal dust in Seward's air. SCLF is owned and operated by Aurora Energy, a subsidiary of Usabelli Coal. The Alaska Railroad uses the facility in shipping coal out of Alaska. According to the report released Thursday, the coal dust in varying degrees does make up the majority of the particulate matter in Seward's air, although not in quantities deemed to be unlawful by federal standards set by the Environmental Protection Agency. Pam Miller is executive director of ACAT.
That coal really makes up the majority of dust that was captured in our air monitors. And from our report, we concluded that the coal loading facility is a major contributor to airborne pollution in Seward. And this does present a real health hazard to people living in Seward, particularly to children, the elderly, and those with chronic illnesses.
City officials in Seward were not made aware of the report. Assistant Seward City Manager Ron Long says he is not qualified to give a scientific assessment of Seward's air quality. Russ Maddox says the city has turned a deaf ear to residents' complaints about the dust since he began fighting for better air quality in 2006.
The city has been absolutely uncooperative since day one. And unfortunately, the city and the railroad in Aurora act as one entity here. And with Aurora denying that there's a coal dust problem, the city and the railroad have been parroting that same claim all along.
But in 2010, the city of Seward, in response to some residents' complaints about dust, asked the State Department of Environmental Conservation to conduct an air quality study. That study, conducted between January of 2011 and May of 2012, did not find particulate matter in excess of EPA standards in Seward's air. Maddox says that the conservation groups are not attempting to shut down the coal loading facility, but they do want the facility to institute containment measures to keep the coal dust down. He says consultants in the past have advised the coal loading facility to provide sprinklers on the coal stockpiles and enclosed conveyors so that the dust can be vacuumed up before loading. I'm Ellen Lockyer.